Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High Yah. Grace and peace be unto you all. Hallelujah. Bless y'all. This is Elder Donnie here on this edition of Straightway Truth, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This is the brother segment. Hallelujah. Let me know, Saints, how I'm coming into your area. Hallelujah. All right, I got a 10 already. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Well, bless you all. First and foremost, I want to give all praise and honor to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. And the son Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, and thankful for the sacrifice that was made in atoning for our sins, hallelujah. He's done so much for us, hallelujah, and that's the reason we are here this day, and we're so grateful for it and so thankful, hallelujah. So I'm grateful for the Most High Yah, and all that he's done and is doing, his grace and his mercy that endureth forever. Hallelujah, restoring his people back unto himself in his last hour. Hallelujah. And we all should be grateful for that. Also want to give honor to our beloved shepherds, Shepherd Dow, Shepherd Phillips, Shepherd Muir, all of the elders in Israel, teachers, deacons, heads of the assemblies, and all my brothers and sisters that are scattered abroad. Hallelujah. Bless you all. And I pray that y'all are doing well this day. And I know we experienced the really harsh weather conditions, but glory to the King, if we've listened and taken heed, we should have all been prepared anyways. Hallelujah. But my prayers always go out for all of Israel, and especially those who are in diverse places and things. We just never know exactly what saints are dealing with or going through or whatever the case is, whether it's persecution, whatever it is. Always, it's a good thing to keep the saints lifted up. Hallelujah. So here in Southern Kentucky, we're doing well. Thankful to Yah that, you know, we were prepared and are prepared for whatever comes through. We still have snow on the ground. We experienced some record cold temperatures like we've never seen there before. And but we, you know, maintain power, had plenty of wood, plenty of food and things like that, and other supplies through, hallelujah. And also all of the saints just checking on us and us checking on other saints to see how people were doing. So it's been a beautiful thing, hallelujah, to know that we have family, true family, hallelujah. So, but I pray y'all are doing well and encouraged, hallelujah. We already know what this is and what time frame we in, where the world, let's just say, because this thing is widespread, where they are feasting and in their revelry and debauchery and all types of sin unto their gods, unto multiple gods. And this is just something else. You know, I look at it all not with a critical eye so much, but just thankful that, because I remember I used to be in that same spot. You know, I was doing some of the same things, but I'm grateful that my eyes are open. I'm grateful that I can see. I'm thankful that I'm no longer in living in sin and in darkness. All while I'm thinking that I'm going on to glory, and I think that I'm right, but really I was deceived. And so, hallelujah, when that's just motivation in itself, hallelujah, to give you our praise. It's saddening. It truly is, especially when you've done your best to talk to people and to show them a righteous example, and it just comes back and it blows up in your face, you know, even so much so to where they have, you know, people that I've talked to, family, natural family members, they won't pick a fight, you know, especially during this time of year. No matter how many times I tell these people I don't celebrate birthdays, they still find a way to send some type of email. They send some type of message, social media, or some type of thing after all of these years of ignoring these people and telling them year after year, I don't do this. Well, this is your day. You know, I want to say, nah, this is not my day. This is the day that Yah has made. I'm thankful to even be a part of it. Hallelujah. So with keeping that in mind, you know, let the heathen rage. Hallelujah. Let them imagine vain things and let them fill up their cup for as they believe it in their hearts. And some of them even tell you, for let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So they live it up. So, but I tell you what, we're living it up as well. Hallelujah. filling our cup up in the Most High, in His Holy Spirit, and in all that we have, all that this ministry has and puts out for us on a consistent basis. Hallelujah. So we give y'all all praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. But just want to talk to you guys briefly today, and I thank you all for being here, joining me this evening, because you could have been anywhere. Hallelujah. But you decided to be here in fellowship. Excuse my voice. My throat's been a little bit scratchy here lately, but hallelujah. We're going to press on. Glory to the King. So it's good to see you all of you all in the chat room. And glory to the King. Thank you for your participation. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But as we get into this is going to be just a reminder. You know, we've had quite a bit here in this ministry. So I wanted to just come on today and just see some things that observe that's been going on, and just want to just, you know, bring it to our remembrance. But as I always like to start off the show with, I want to say this also, Israel, because there's a lot going on just within the ministry, and a lot of attacks and a lot of people, you know, spewing out garbage as if they even qualified to even speak on certain things. Don't get caught up in all of that, you know, saints, because there's nothing but distractions. Continue to do what you're doing. Keep striving. Keep praying. Warring against the enemy of our soul. Don't be distracted by all of the foolishness. Definitely watch what's going on, but also be very prayerful with everything, keeping our leaders lifted and keeping ourselves covered from any attacks of the enemy, constantly returning curses. There's so many people that's out there that hate us, and they hate us. A lot of them don't even know us, but you got to think about with the Messiah. They hated him, so we're not greater than him. So let's continue doing what we're doing as far as pressing toward the mark, keeping the kingdom in our mind, forefront of our minds, and working even more so to purge ourselves, to get clean. As many people that speak about our shepherd and speak about the ministry and things that we're doing, none of them can look into the lives and get any example from it. None of the things that they're doing is compelling enough to want anyone to follow. So it's all distractions. You got to just watch the enemy. And some people may get caught up in that and get carried away with it, but that's for them. But a lot of the stuff, saying you really could save yourself a lot of heartache, a lot of frustration, anger, and just avoid it. And as I was saying earlier, there's just so much that this ministry puts out that you have enough to occupy yourself with, especially the Shabbat messages. You go over them over and over. You have a lot just in those to be able to keep you occupied through the better part of the week, getting that stuff in your spirit, checking yourself to see, you know, what things are operating in you, and just being real, you know, with yourself. So meditating on these things day and night. It's a lot of distractions out there in the world. It's a lot of different things that are trying to take us off course, Israel. Hallelujah. But if we let it. Hallelujah. So let us be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. And keep this thing going. Glory to the King. Let me, as I said, I like to start out. Let's see something. Hallelujah. Bless you, Deacon. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Psalms 119 and 111. Glory to the King. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." Hallelujah. "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah." Excuse me, friend. "Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of your judgments. Hallelujah. Sound like the king had a serious love affair with the Most High in his law. A serious love affair, so much so that it comforted him, so much so that he feared Yah, so much so, you know, that he esteemed it above everything. And that's how we should be in this day and hour. Hallelujah. We found it. We found the truth. We found the one and true only mighty one. Hallelujah. He's given us his law. He's given us his power to govern us. So now we are without any excuse on how we should behave, how we should live our lives, and how we should worship him. Glory to the King. And keeping in that thought, I'm going to just keep reading. And this has to do just with trusting in Yah. This wasn't on script, but I'm going to just read this here anyway. This is Jeremiah 17:5. It says, thus said Yahweh, blessed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall see yielding fruit. Psalm 121, verse 1 here, and go down to 8. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber, but he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is thy keeper. Yahweh is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Yahweh shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that, saints? Hallelujah. And trust in Yah to that magnitude, huh? And believe that Yah is going to take care of you. When you're coming in and when you're going out, he's going to provide for you. Hallelujah. Yah was good. Glory to the King. I wanted to talk about this evening. And it's just really on the lines of brotherly love and how we should be toward one another and in our dealings each and every day. And as I said, it's just a reminder, hallelujah, so that we can just keep these things fresh in our hearts and our minds. But as an Israelite, our minds should be revised and reformed. And that means that mind being revised is to re-examine alterations to it. And to reform it, it means to change something in order to improve it. And that thing is our mind. When we come into this way, you know, we got to divest ourselves of that old mind, that old nature, that old thinking, and put on that new the new man, which is in Christ, that new mind that's renewed. Hallelujah. Because the old way of thinking is not going to work. It's going to clash. The two are at war against each other. Hallelujah. So we got to do that as Israelites, change our minds and to revise and to reform and also to conform unto Yah's image. Hallelujah. I think that's one of the things that happens too. We try too many times to use philosophy. We try to use past thinking to get through with things. And then also, a lot of times too, we revert back to the things that we've done in the past. But that don't jive here. It just don't. You got to totally make a change. That's how we get into trouble. That's how we, all of these, you know, little spats and things that go on amongst us. Because when we really look at it, it's not fastened after the law. It's not fastened after, you know, the ways of Yah. But this is after our own upbringing and ways and things that we don't want to change, you know. I'm going to go through Leviticus and I'll be changing, you know, going right along with you. So just bear with me. I'm going to Leviticus 19, start verse 17. Leviticus 19, starting at verse 17. It says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. So the first thing it says, thou shalt not hate, right? But that's very strong, thy brother in thy heart, right? But in any wise shall rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. You know, I think that's one of the things that isn't performed as much as it should be. You know, going to our brother, you know, going to our sister, seeing them in a fault, but refuse to go and talk to them, refuse to go and correct, refuse to go and love them, which this is the law, which we are commanded to do. Because if we don't, then we are harboring what? Hatred in our hearts. Because we're suffering sin to come upon our neighbor. Too many times I think we think and we worry about the outcome of it, or the backlash, or, you know, the lack of, or whatever the case is, all of these fears and things that hinder us from doing it, which is ultimately just a lack of hatred. It's a lack of love that we have for them. Because who cares if they receive it or not? As long as you did your part, as long as you did according to the word and love your brother, love your sister. Too many times we allow that to come in, allow too much of that fear to be present, and we don't do what we're supposed to. I think they're going to solve a lot of problems, a lot of issues in Israel, and a lot of things that can be taken care of in-house rather than have to come before the elders and things like that. These things can be taken care of by just going to your brother, going to your sister, you know, and suffer not sin upon them. The next verse, which is Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Yahweh. So we're not supposed to keep these longstanding like anger, things like that, and ill will and all against the children of Israel, against our people, against Yah's people. And it says, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And is it? And it could it be said that we don't really love ourselves, right? Well, if we don't really love ourselves, how can we love our neighbor? How can we show that fervent love to them? We don't even love ourselves. We hate ourselves. We hate Yah. We hate the image of Yah. There's no way we can do it. And so that's why I know there's no way this can be fulfilled. All right, moving on from there, I'm going to go to Leviticus, same chapter, but I'm going to go to verse 11 there. This is Leviticus 19:11. It says, you shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Right? So we're not supposed to be stealing from one another. Neither deal falsely. And it can be a different range of things. You know, it can be things, you know. But at the end of the day, it's all lies. And a lot of times, you know, we try to mask different things, and we try to mask it and act like it's not a not stealing, or it's not a lie. You borrow something from a saint, and you've had it for so many years, and you have it. You know it's not yours. You didn't kept it. You didn't stole it. That's not yours. And there's some laws even that says that, listen, if you have a man's garment or something, give it back to him that same night. Don't even keep it. But some of these things we overlook. We don't take it to heart. You know, some things we do falsely. We've been doing it for so long, and we don't even realize it. We don't even get it. And neither lie one to another. You know, one of the things I think about too, when he says that dealing falsely with each other. And I mean, this is one example. You know, it ain't like it's but let's say I was given something. I was given, you know, it's two families that live here, and I don't know, some benevolent group or whatever gave us, you know, some goods or whatever. And I have, you know, it was given to me to dish it out. I take all of the good stuff and I give my neighbors, I give them all of the scraps, you know. And then I tell them, oh, this is all we got, this is all I have, you know. Just a quick example. Something just came to mind. But that's false, man. That's dealing false. And we don't realize these things. You know, we even taught that we should give the best to others, and we should think of others rather than ourselves. There's so many different ways that we can deal falsely, you know, with one another. And the reason why is because we don't really consider it to be that. We don't consider it to be a lie, you know, because in our minds, we've made it up. Oh, this is all right. It ain't nothing, you know. But we deceive ourselves when we do these type of things. One of the things that we can't get away from is that Yah sees everything. You know, he know the intentions of our hearts. You know, the intentions and why we do certain things, you know, how we try to justify and, you know, make it seem like it's all good in our minds. But he sees it, and he knows what the hell that we're doing. He knows everything about it. But those are the things, you know, we're charged to not even discuss like that and not to even lie to another. And we lie because we got caught. We lie because, hey, now I've been found out. And that lie, you're thinking that's going to clear things up, but you're making things worse. Because you're sinning in so many different ways against your neighbor, against your brother, against your sister. And it just keep getting worse and worse. So it's best to not even deal in falsehoods. It's best to just be straight up, you know, and to be honest. And just to, you know what I mean, just follow what Yah put out for us. And I'm going to go from there. I'm going to go to Exodus 23:1. Hallelujah. Exodus 23:1. It says, thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You know, this happens too, you know, at times. And I'm not going to say it's all the time, but sometimes you have no idea what's going on in a situation. You shouldn't even speak on this. You know, I know when I was going through some things, man. Comes coming up with all kinds of stuff all over the place. I'm like, well, how that even come to play? Like, where did that even come from? All of these accusations and all these things, it's like they want to pound on you. They want to just, you know, continue to stomp you. You know what I mean? Different things, man. So we charge not to raise a false report, and don't go with the wicked doing that. Also, that next verse says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in the cause to decline after many to rest judgment. So we got to really watch ourselves in the things that we do, things that we say. Let me go to Proverbs 29 from there. It says, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. But why do you think these things have to even be placed in there for Israel, for us? It's because these things take place, right? And Yah knows this, right? And don't think that because we're here in this time right here that we just automatically we were better than this. We don't do these things. No, these things happen, and that's why it's written here. So it tells us not to devise evil against our neighbor. You know, to see things. You get to see, you know, how people, you know, what things they struggle with and also things that you struggle with. You should be able to see those things, right? But it tells us even in all these things not to devise, come up with any evil stuff, anything against them. We got to be more careful to walk with one another. Hallelujah. You know, and the thing that I watch, I see from a distance and from afar, I see different camps. I see different religious organizations, mainly Christians. I can see how they don't really, there's not a really real tenderness toward one another. They may be a for whatever event they had or whatever they're doing, but you can tell it's really not, they don't really have each other's back. You know, they're not really in it. For their brothers, they're not there for them the way they should be. A lot of this stuff is learning, you can see it. And even coming from the background that I come from, coming from the church, you can see these things, and I know it for a fact. A lot of this stuff wasn't preached. A lot of times it's always talking about the other person and what the other person did unto you. But we've never really talked about the things that we've done to others. And the truth be told, we've done a lot. You know, a lot of stuff. A lot of times I think that's why these laws are avoided. The Torah is avoided. It's just too deep. It's just too real. And a lot of times people don't even, they can't comprehend it. They can't get it. It's, you know, so, but for us, Israel, we get it. We hear it. We need to do it. We need to do the laws of Yah and keep them near and dear to our heart. Hallelujah. So that's how we be righteous. That's how we, can continue to grow in this thing and continue to prosper. And that's all about reforming and changing of our minds and putting away that old nature, that old nature. Hallelujah. The next one I'm going to go to Proverbs 24, 29. All right, let's see what we have. All right. It says, "Think not I also do so to him as he had done to me. I will do the man according to his work." So that's a bad thing for me to say that I'm gonna get back at them and I'm gonna do them what they did to me. Not so for us. Hallelujah. A lot of times, you know, things are done unto us. I know, you know, we want justice, but a lot of times I find, you know what, we can't suffer ourselves to be defrauded. You know what I mean? We don't realize, you know, they messed up or whatever the case is. We want vengeance. The Father says, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay." But we got to get back, or we can't. You know what I mean? We should get. Hey, we all in this thing. We all mess up. We all fall short, right? But that's something that's real difficult for us to get through our minds. And I'm going to read that verse here in just a second. But again, it says, "Not I will do so to him as he had done to me. I will render his name according to his word." All right. I'm moving right along here. I'm going to Philippians. All right, Philippians 2 and starting with verse 3. Thank you. I appreciate it for posting the scriptures in there. Glory to the King. All right, here it is. This is Philippians 2 and 3. "So let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." And it goes on to say, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So if we constantly looking at the betterment of others and esteeming others better than ourselves, how much better you think we'll be, you know, as a nation of people, as a group of people? Because we're always looking, everybody's looking out for the next person. You don't have to look out for yourself. You're being taken care of. You're being looked out for. You're seeing others over yourself. You're not even worried about yourself. And a lot of times, the lack of man in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Was he thinking about himself when he came here? What he came here to do? He came here to do the will of his Father. He came here to take on the sins of us all, right? Somebody who knew no sin. So you're talking about a serious job, a serious duty, some serious love, and some serious compassion. He showed us, ultimately, hallelujah, putting aside everything, all the things, all his splendor, all his glory, everything. That's the type of mind we need to have. We got to understand that selfishness is sin. We got to know that. Sometimes that all they look for is for others to do stuff for them. Always have to think about, and it's all about what have you done for me lately? Never having a giving heart, never willing to sacrifice. And I noticed this, with a couple brethren. It's like when they need something, they want to, like, immediately, they want you to stop everything you're doing, bam, and just get on them and stop everything that's going on around you. Stop all the work over here. Stop the work on the land. Stop different things. They want you to get it, But these same individuals will not convince themselves. The same individuals will not do anything for you. And at first, I used to, be like, damn, I need to help this. But then I started really catching on. I'm like, No, sirree. Every single time this particular individuals get into something, they want you to bail them out. They want you to stop everything for them. They never really think, they never really consider in the whole. And that's very selfish. And it shouldn't be about, he could do this. No, and that's not what I'm saying. But, you got to be able to be of help to others as well. And then doors are open for you. It won't be such a strain on everybody. We got to start thinking about others way more than we do ourselves. Skip over from there. I'm going to go to Matthew right here. All right. Matthew 7. How are we doing out there? Y'all still there, man? All right. Hope I ain't boring y'all to death here. All right, let's go to, let me see, Matthew 7. This is huge. This is also real huge. Matthew 7:3, it says, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" It's a question Yeshua is asking. "How will I say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." It's clear to see. It's clear for us to see the different things that's going on with others. One of the things I find out and I see it is that that upsets us and aggravates us, and we can point these things out in others. These are the things that we ourselves could potentially be blinded by. These are the things that we're dealing with. And these are the things that's going on with us. I mean, we could be adamant about it too. So adamant to where we're so judgmental, and we want swift judgment to come down, on someone else. But for these same matters, the same issues, the same things that we're bringing forth and the same things that we see, and we want to try to remove the mote out of their eyes, the exact same thing that we do. So much so to where we can be blinded to it in ourselves, and we deceive. We can't even see it. Even if it's brought out to us, and we show, look, these are the things we're dealing with. These are the things, it's not so much about him and them. But this is you. Look at you. We got to be very careful of that, too. Because I'm talking about when I tell you it's so easy and it's so clear to see what goes on in others. It's so clear. We can see it without a doubt. And we can raise it. But when we, we even try and sit down and even meditate or pray or even to try to get answers to see what's going on with ourselves, we can't get it. We better pray that, you know, eyes of our understanding are open and that we, you know, that they have compassion upon us. We want all this justice, all these things to come upon others, but yet we don't even really consider ourselves. And why is it that we want, you know, all of this harsh judgment to come upon others? Why is it? What is this better? What is it that we have to see each other fail? What is it that we got going on? Does it make you feel better? Does it make you feel more holy? Does it make you feel like you've arrived? What is it that make you feel like because you pull something out of someone else, or you can call this out, you can call that out? Well, who goes around and do that? You got to look at yourself. I understand about loving them, but hold up, let's take a quick second. Let's take a minute. We get a lot of pressure in here. We get a lot of stuff we're doing up to us, right? We get a lot bigger. When we're so adamant about, you know, just pointing certain things out in others and calling them out, we might have to take a look back and say, you know what, let me see if, let me just take a look at myself in this area. And I constantly do that. Father, if this is me, I pray me first, Father. If I'm messing up in this area, if I'm doing this, show me the errors of my ways. And I think that's how we need to be. I think that's how we really need to be. Because it's very, I don't know, I just witnessed this. And you know, you see it from time to time. But it's just mind-boggling. And I'm not saying that to get on you, to make you, no, what I'm saying is really honestly check and search yourself. Search yourself. Because it could be the exact same thing that you want judgment for them. You want vengeance. You want all of these things to come upon them. But really search yourself. And I'm telling you the truth. But glory to the King. I don't know what it is about us, saints, that want each other to fall, that want each other to fail. Not in righteousness. You know, we're not trying to help each other out in righteousness. No. It's for some other reasons. Glory to the King. But let us, let's look at, I'm going to skip from there. I'm going to go to Corinthians here. 1 Corinthians 6, and I'm going to do 5. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 5. It says, I speak to your shame. Is it too small that there is not a wise man among you? Question. No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore, there is only a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? And number one, no, it's not to be doing that, going to law. Going out here to the heathens, going out and issues that we got. That's number one, first. But you still got Israelites that's going to fight. You still got people with that mentality and that mindset that's not really truly converted. That's going out there seeking help from their true God. That's their protection. That's number one. First and foremost, we shouldn't be doing that, Israel. We already have a governing system. Whether you believe it or not, whether you think it's righteous or not, Many have come. Many have set judgment. Many have. I know I have. All I can say is that it's righteous judgment. Matter of fact, so much so that to we are commanded to righteously judge matters in Israel. So much so that King David spoke about it, and he talked about how upright you should be in judging. If you're judging Israel, judging matters. So much so that there are so many guidelines. We shouldn't judge the poor or the esteemed. This shouldn't be none of that. It should be right. That's all I've experienced and that's all I've seen. So when you see those go out, don't want to be judged, don't want to take it, that's them. You got to understand them. But for us to go out to the world, it's not good. It's not good at all. There is a righteous governing body, and there's a system set up already in place under righteousness for Israel. Another thing that we talked about, why do we not set ourselves to be the fathers? Like I was saying earlier, excuse me. So, sure, somebody may have wronged you. We get to the point where nobody wants to take fault. Nobody wants to be the bigger person in the situation. We have to prove them wrong. Oh, they wrong. Oh, they wrong me. No, they got to pay. You know? No, I'm not going to let this slide. I'm not going to let this do. Because I got to show them that I'm right. I got to show them that they wrong. I'm right. And there's this. And they ain't going to let it rest until I get what I want. That's the wrong mindset. That's the wrong mentality. If it gets to the point, if it gets to the point, you know what's this, bro? And you know what? All right, it's all good. It's not right. Whatever you say, we good. We're going to still move on from here. We're going to still grow. Whatever. Look, let's move on. Nobody wants to suffer themselves to be defrauded. And that's why I asked the question, what is it? What is this thing, this underlying thing that's going on? What's this vendetta we have amongst each other? A house divided cannot stand. All this other stuff going on secretly in war and in fighting. I know sisters deal with a lot of it. But whatever reason, it's got to be squashed. It got to be obsolete. All it is distractions and keeping us away, further and further away from where we need to be. It's nothing but the enemy. It's a shame that the enemy is not, he can speak a word or speak something in your ear, whisper something, a thought, and there we go, running away. Gone. That's the true enemy. But we fail to realize and we fail to see what's going on. Let me go to Colossians, and after this I'm going to take a break and then come back and wrap it up. But I'm going to go to Colossians right now. Hallelujah. Pray you're doing well. Colossians 3. I'm going to start at verse 12 here. Excuse me. It says, put on therefore as the elect of Yah, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And that's right now. That's one of the things there. That I always mention and I always talk about. We want to, you know, run to the Father. We want to run for forgiveness. But we fail to realize we want to hold on to grudges and we want to hold on to faults and all these other things when others do run to us. We want them to pay the uttermost. We want them to pay. But we forget, how are you going to be forgiven when you yourself cannot forgive? But even as Christ forgave you, also forgave you. Corinthians says that Paul put on charity. You hear that? Charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Yah in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Hallelujah. Something else we need to continue to be thankful. But that was charity, right? 26, love, that is affection or benevolence. Love, a feast of charity. Dear love. This is what we need to have towards one another. Hallelujah. Affection, that true affection, the benevolence. Can't you say, when we all agree that during a feast, that that's really a love feast? You know, when we see each other, we're there, we're so excited, you know, in obedience to the Most High, keeping His commandments. And it's just a certain atmosphere. It's just an environment that's a beautiful feast for us. I can really say it, or that I really enjoyed every bit of it. And it was like none other. Such a beautiful time. That's how it ought to be. That's how it ought to be all the time. That's how we ought to treat each other all the time. And not necessarily that anybody put me on, but it's just the whole spirit around it. And you know, everybody came with a heart to of anticipation. You know, this is a serious, most solemn time that you were called. But just think about that when it deals with everyday living in your brother and your sister, how people be one toward another. Hallelujah. Having that same fruit. Because the thing we forget is God sees it all. No matter what, no matter if we out working in the garden, no matter if we out, you know, weeding or whatever we're doing, cutting grass, whatever the case that we're doing, God knows what's in our heart. He already knows the things, the thoughts that are there, where our mind is, where our heart is, and where it relates to our brother, our sister. We may be asking, we may be messing things up, but He knows what's going on. We got to find a way to have enough love, enough obedience and reverence toward God to not deal with each other in certain manners, in certain ways. I like what I'm saying. Like he says, we'll go to a break and we'll come back. And then we'll wrap it up. You know, it's always good to talk about these things, but then let's see some solutions for how we should live and how we should operate and really deal with one another. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Let me do this ministry mailing set up and then.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The King is coming. Bless you all, saints. This is Elder Donnie here again. Just want to let you all know this is Straight with Truth brought to you by way of Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Brother Segment. Hallelujah. And on this edition, we contend for the faith. But I thank you all for being here this evening. As I said, you guys could have been anywhere, but I'm grateful that you decided to join me in fellowship here. And we're talking this evening just about love, brotherly love, and having charity one to another. And I want to continue in that thought as I close it up here. But as the word talks about fervent charity, and that is the intent without ceasing, fervent. That's the Greek 16:14. So that's being continually, without ceasing, having that affection and that benevolence and that love, that dear love one to another. So that's almost like how the word tells us to pray without ceasing. It's always. I mean, it doesn't stop. It's just a continual thing. You know, Israel, we all that we have here, and we all that we need with the Father, and the Most High, Yah. So we got to make this thing for each other, be there for one another, and to strengthen each other, to help one another, to grow in this thing. We definitely need each other. We can't do without. And if anybody thinks that they can, then that's not true. Flat out, that's just not the case. We need each other. And we see it more and more as, you know, this world gets wicked and wicked and worse and worse and waxing worse and cold and cold. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is this, saints. I'm gonna read a few things to you because but I'm going to let these letters, I'm going to let them speak for themselves. But everything, remember this, every bit of this walk, thanks, every bit of it, it's all about love. Every aspect of it, from the gifts and, I mean, just from our devotion, our dedication, even the example that was set before us, even how we even get here right now, everything about it is about love and is done through love. And there's no way to escape it. There's no way to get around it. Hallelujah. My suggestion is that we learn how to love fervently and to do it with a genuine heart, with a pure heart. We have instructions in the law on how to keep and how to, you know, love one another. You know, we have examples all throughout these letters of how we should deal with one another and keep it in that same fashion. I'm going to read a few of them here to you. I'm going to start out with 1 Peter 2:17. Bless you, Shepherd Muir. Hallelujah. Good to see you in there. And each and every last one of you who are here in the chat and who are listening on the line, or those of you who are listening on your phones, glory to the King. Bless you all. So let me get on it real quick. I said 1 Peter 2:17. And so here we go. It says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear Yah, honor the King. And then we'll go to Philippians 4:5. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Yahweh is at hand. Hallelujah. We'll go right back to 1 Peter 3, and I'm going to do 8-12. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are called, the that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to go to Galatians 6 and 1. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. Corinthians 2 and 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. Verse 13:1, it says, let brotherly love continue. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm going to read a little bit more. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Hallelujah. And I spoke about that before on the last one on here, how we need to be mindful of those who we run into and who cross our paths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to this last one here. 1 Peter 4. And I'm going to start at verse 7. Hallelujah. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. Y'all hear that, right? But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Hallelujah, saints. Bless you all this evening here. And I pray, you guys stay encouraged throughout all that's going on. Remember, this is not our time. This is not the Most High set apart times in no way, shape, fashion, or form. Hallelujah. Remember these sayings. Remember, at the end of the day, we all striving to enter into the kingdom. A lot of us, all of us really, should be working toward purging, toward cleansing, and toward renewing and restoring our minds. Hallelujah. We need each other in order to do that. We cannot, like I said earlier, and the word says it, that a house divided cannot stand. Hallelujah. We got to join forces and become close, but really, having that fervent charity, as the word speaks about, on a greater level. And we can do it. Hallelujah. We see the example of the Messiah. We see what he did, right? We know that we should esteem ourselves above others, but we should be worried about the affairs and the cares of others more than ourselves. Glory to the King. Whatever the issue, whatever the fault, whatever it is, let us love our brother. Let us love our sister enough, to go to them and to deal with them and go to them and them alone. And as the word tells us, to rebuke them and not suffer sin upon them. Hallelujah. And let us not have that secret hatred that's in our heart. As the word even tells us, that open rebuke is better than secret love. Hallelujah. And so let us walk in that vein. Let us walk. And let us not always be seeking to be right in every situation. Hallelujah. It's all right for you to suffer yourself to be defrauded. All right? It's all right. You're going to be all right. Glory to the King. But let us love, saints. And we have a great example of it in front of us. And let us follow it and walk on in. I'm signing off this evening, this edition of the Brother Segment, Straightway Truth. Elder Donnie here, and I bless each and every last one of y'all. Y'all, as I said earlier, continue to keep the saints of the Most High lifted. Your leadership as well, especially with all that's going on. There's so many folk out to attack, so many folk out to discredit what's going on here. They're coming out from everywhere. I'm not sure if they're seeking a name for themselves or just agents of Satan. You got so many people that are self-proclaimed messengers of Yah. They are all of these so-called names and titles and all of this stuff. And as I mentioned earlier, don't even be distracted by them because they're not even worth it. Hallelujah. But continue to pray, continue to war, continue to send back curses. Continue to lift up one another. Hallelujah. And y'all be blessed. And stay the course, Israel. Hallelujah. Because we win. We win. Hallelujah. If we faint not. Bless you all. Saints, Elder Donnie signing off. Shalom, shalom.